It's Wednesday, November 20th, time for Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, this Saturday's football game between OSU and Baylor, it's about as big as they get.
And yet much bigger. You're right. You can usually tell how big a game is by whether or not game day comes in. And game day will be in Stillwater, right in front of the library on Saturday morning. So it'll be an exciting time. Baylor's got a great ball team. They obviously are undefeated. They've been averaging like 60 points a game. But the Cowboys have been getting better and better every single game. And I think last week at Texas, in their house, they acquitted themselves very well indeed. So I think we got a real contest.
And while Cowboys fans are hoping OSU finishes strong on the gridiron, OSU's classroom focus is to finish orange.
Yeah, that is a program where we try to better integrate our various campuses. You know, we have five campuses in our system, the OSU system. Of course, the campus in Stillwater, then at OSU Oklahoma City, another campus, OSU IT, which is in Ogmulgee, and then we have OSU Tulsa, as well as our medical school there in Tulsa. And what we want to do is improve what in academic world is called articulation agreements. It basically means that you'll accept a course from one of the other institutions. They have to work on exactly what are the competencies and the learning that is required to get credit for a course, share that among our system, and then students who are at two-year schools like Oklahoma City and Ogmulgee want to go ahead and get a four-year degree, they're able to count what they've already done there at those institutions. So it's a great program, and it's a further effort to meet the Hunter's program, which is Complete College America.
You mentioned the medical school over in Tulsa, Burns, and I understand you're going to be over there tonight for a big anniversary.
Well, that's right, Kelly. We are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the College of Osteopathic Medicine joining the OSU system. The medical school is in Tulsa, and it is just really doing well. It's never been stronger. In fact, this fall, 115 first-year medical students were admitted from an applicant pool of 2,200. The mission of the college, of course, is to develop great physicians, especially primary care physicians for rural and underserved areas of our state. It's been recognized nationally as a leader in primary care. 2,000 alumni physicians have graduated from our medical school, more than half practicing in primary care, including 600 right here in Oklahoma. So under the leadership of Dr. Casey Strum, the College of Osteopathic Medicine is a major asset for OSU as well as our state.
And finally, Burns, O-State TV is streaming a couple of specials this week.
Yes, Kelly, we implemented O-State TV last year, basically streaming programs about OSU. It's a great laboratory for our students since they produce most of what is there. In fact, tonight there is a live broadcast at 7 p.m. Regarding the 75th tribute to Gallagher Iba Arena, which opened way back in 1938 when Hank Iba was coaching the Cowboys. On Saturday at 4:30 p.m., students are going to broadcast Countdown to Kickoff leading up to the OSU-Baylor game. You can get O-State TV online at ostate.tv, or there is a mobile app which is under the name O-State TV. I think you'll be impressed with what our students are doing.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.